This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Every American should know.
If you want to hang on to your job, you'll get out there and do it.
This is America.
It's freedom.
I'm a patriot.
Return us to an America that we can be proud of.
My name is America. I stand proud and free. America is my name.
Hello, and welcome to the Home Talk USA radio program. Right here on the King's Broadcasting Network with the Professor of Theology and Doctor of Common Sense. Broadcasting live all across this country, this is Home Talk USA. Right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. Air King, one of the manufacturers of indoor air quality technology, ventilation systems and range hoods, and the 2012-13 Energy Star Partner of the Year for Protecting the Environment, proudly presents America's favorite home improvement expert, the Cajun contractor, Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any question or comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, home repair, or anything else pertaining to the home. And now, as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the man from the Bayou Land and the host of the show, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Die, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Hello, everyone. I'm the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and this is Home Talk USA, the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. Don't forget, again, if you want to check out our television show, it's HometalkUSA.com. We're getting ready to shoot season four. Wow. Our next guest coming up, though, Mr. Don Forstner did season one. We're already in season four. Come on, got to get Don up to date here. But he's on the line right now. We're going to talk to the Brickman himself, Don Forstner with Masonry Cosmetics, going to be our guest. Don, welcome.
It is always great to be with the King.
I love it when you start it like that. But, man, season one you did, huh? You remember? Season one. Already doing season four.
I do, and I can't imagine how time flies, but what? Season four now, that is just amazing. It's just amazing how the whole process works. It really does.
Yeah, it is, my friend. But I definitely want to thank you. But, hey, you're back with us. We do have some new listeners. Can you catch them up on who is Masonry Cosmetics and a little bit about your proprietary, proven masonry stain that you use?
We you know, it's owned and operated by Rick and I, Rick Connor. And we've been changing the color of brick. Man, it's been the company itself 25 years, but Rick and I go a lot farther back than that. It's a proprietary product. We describe it as a translucent colored slurry. It bonds into the pore structure of a brick. A lot of people don't realize brick have an absorption characteristic, kind of like what the skin does when you tattoo it. So most of the time, Michael, we just use color theory. You describe a lot like a color dye when you saw it up close when we did that show back then. You talked about in season one. And I don't remember, Michael, when you smelt it, it didn't smell like a paint or anything else that you've experienced. Do you remember what it was when you did that? Do you remember that back then?
Not really. I can't even remember yesterday, but yeah. But you're right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's kind of like a dirt smell.
Yeah, musty dirt, yeah. But yeah. It's nothing like paint, right?
It isn't. So think about, we just used the inorganic iron oxides. You know, that's what we use for the most part. 80 to 100 mesh, so it's ground pretty good. Kind of like when you get that mud splash or dirt in the brick, you know, for the most part, you can't get us out either when we get in like that too, except we intensify it with a slurry, with a bonding agent. But it's the same stuff that they make brick with, so... Rick and I started working at brick plants, gosh, it's probably 35 years or more now ago back then, and that's kind of where we grew up in the business and learned the system of trying to do it the right way by seeing also a lot of ways you do it the wrong way, especially using a lot of paints and paint-like stains. They just weren't lasting or working, or they just wouldn't hold the color. But we use a combination of colors. For example, like a teaspoon of this color or half teaspoon another color added to our elixir. Usually it's just a half a cup, Michael, at a time, like we did on your show. The pigments in the elixir, we stir it up and we create the color right there on the site, but we're creating a slurry that we want to feed into the brick, and we just do it one brick at a time with a brush. Really, a lot of people think it's time consuming, but it's really not. But we're really creating a custom color every time on the site, but what we need is absorption. If they still the brick, we can't do much with it, but let me give you the short chemistry of it. We create a slurry mix. We apply it to with a 2-inch brush most of the time, you know, polyester, simple, you know, 100% polyester brush, into an absorbent brick surface. So we talk about we need to get embedded into that pore structure. So the slurry, the stain, the dye, at times you called it, just bonds in that pore structure of the brick. Doesn't create a layer, by the way. We feed it into it. And that's where color theory comes in. It's one color of another color creating a new third color when it's stained and the brick is completely dry.
Yeah, I'm glad you what a slurry is, though, and how it works, because that's a main part of what you're talking about, right? I mean, what it's about, how to apply it, right?
It is. It is. Yeah. It's like a wood stain sometimes when people look at it being translucent that way and you're putting it on wood. We have a slurry stain that we're actually applying to brick or mortar or block or whatever might need done at the time.
Can you give us an example on how you would go about changing the color of brick, though? Let's say taking a red color brick, oh, Lord, to an orange color. Can't imagine that, but yeah, I guess, yeah.
So color theory, really that background of the brick plays a part. So an example you have is if it's a red brick, we start to mix with not the kind of orange we need like you'd buy it, you know, at a paint store. We start with yellow, and the yellow and the red combined, when it dries, makes an orange. So it might be a teaspoon or two of a yellow pigment, and we put that in a half a cup of elixir, and we stir it up, and we stain a brick. It takes about 5 minutes or so to dry, depending on the temperature. And then it depends on that orange color you wanted. So was it a light orange or a dark orange or a browner, red or orange, whatever we do, we could add white to lighten. We could add some black to darken. We could add just an 1/8 teaspoon of green to brown it up a little bit. It just really depends on the orange you're trying to achieve. So we never say perfect, but we can really get close. So that's the coolness about this system we have. It's so flexible. We can make slight adjustments, and they're always made. It's always a creating a recipe. We write it down, and you can repeat it, and we work with level teaspoons or half teaspoons, but those are the things to do when to take your red-colored brick to an orange. It's that simple. If you were wanting to go more maroon, you'd be adding blue. So it's always color theory. We have a little color wheel we used to put in all the kits all the time, and now we pretty much help her give a suggested recipe or talk someone through it to get them started. But it's a lot of practice, a little patience, and you can achieve, if you have that absorption, if you're watering the wall and it gets dark and wet, they can change the color of the brick.
Now, I hear you say all the time that your process will never compromise or hurt a brick. Tell us about that and why, though.
I mentioned a little bit ago, we really don't create a layer, so there's nothing there that's ever going to flake or peel or crack or blister. We never seal the surface. It remains completely breathable. We don't ever trap water or moisture. So I can stain a brick on someone's house, and the brick next to it I don't stain, and you throw water on the wall or rain hits it or whatever, they both get naturally wet. So you can't tell. You're not going to find me in the wall unless I don't stain all the brick or I get a little bit in the mortar by mistake and all that kind of stuff. But basically, I can stain brick that people, unless it's a major color change and I got to hit it more than once, but for the most part, I can stain brick that people can't find. So maintenance-free, we turn it, like paint turns in maintenance one, our process never can do that, Michael. We'll never take a brick and make it a maintenance product or hurt it or compromise it in any way.
Wow. Well, hold on that thought right there, Bregman. We're talking to Don Foster, talking about masonry cosmetics, talking about their brick staining kits, and the change the color of brick, right here on Home Talk USA, streaming live on the World Wide Web at HomeTalkUSA.com. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now. You here? Yay!
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, license-tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at hometalkmedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at hometalkmedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun contractor, Michael King. Welcome.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. Don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HomeTalkUSA.com. You can also follow us on your socials, all your social circles, Facebook, Twitter. The keyword is what? HomeTalkUSA. All right, we're talking to Don Foster. He is with a company called Masonry Cosmetics. We're talking about their brick staining or brick dyeing. Is it brick dyeing or brick staining? Both? It doesn't matter, huh?
It's always been brick staining, but you kind of, when we did our show, did that element of a dye, like you saw it as it penetrated in as a dye, and I really grabbed a hold of that then.
Yeah.
But yes, you could say staining, you know, color enhancing and dyeing. Yes, it all goes.
It all meshes out. Yeah, because anytime something is porous, like bricks is porous and it's soaking into the brick, you can stain something. It worked. Dye it. But yeah, I think it all fits together. That's right.
It does. It's funny when you talk about mortar. I'm in the field. I talk about mortar.
Yeah.
They'll say, are you going to stain the brick and you're going to dye the mortar, which is really interesting to me. It's the same process for both. But yeah, absolutely, 100%.
Yeah. But again, I heard you say all the time, I think we got caught with time, but again, I want you to repeat, again, the process, again, will never compromise or hurt the brick, right?
We can't, and that's one of the hugest advantages. You know, let's say I have a really hard-fired brick, very low absorption, and we try to apply our stain to it, and we stain it, and I can't get embedded in it. The worst scenario is I could wear off. That's the only thing that can happen. I could wear it. But if I get embedded, to get me out, you got to damage me. So that's the history of our company. That's the history of the product, which is so cool about it. Outlasts any product that's out there in the market. There's nothing, it's second to none, which is amazing. I don't know that Rick and I knew that. We knew we had a good thing, you know, 30 years ago before we went into this business to give up our careers to do this full time. You know, I was running brick plants at the time. So, I mean, I was, my future was pretty much set. So it was Rick's, but it was so unique to make a difference and to go into something. You're always looking for something to be unique and something that we can do. And this was a business that was unique. Not a lot of people knew about it back then. It was working. It was right. And I don't know that we realized to this day how cool it was going to be. I don't know that we knew it back then. We knew we had something special. It turned out to be more special than we could ever dreamed.
What's new on the horizon right now, though?
You know, it's a lot of hours, a lot of money we invested into just supporting that claim I just made. So we came out about 4 or 5 years ago, a brochure that's still the best, and we showed 50 jobs that have lasted the test of times, and they're all different years. You know, 5 years now, the ones that were 20 are all 25 years now and all that kind of stuff. But basically, we went out and looked at those again and documented them as a case study, and we're doing another 100, which we just got the 100 done. We're at 149 as of yesterday, and I'm sending some people out next week to go look at other jobs. I'm looking at some myself. I'm going out to Notre Dame to find. I found some of the older pictures and of the jobs we did back then. And what we're going to do is we're expanding that to a website that will be nothing but case studies. Eventually, we're going to be over 200 case studies of all different kind of projects on all different type of bricks and all different kind of textures and all different kind of areas. We'll span probably 8 to 10 states. And that'll be something that we're going to document those findings on the website for everybody to see. And it'll be a much more advanced than just the brochure. A lot of people look at the brochure. It's nice. A lot of people have nice brochures. But can you really give me the case study and history and those kind of things? And that's what we've been working on.
Can you get into a little deeper what a case study really covers, though?
That's very fair. So let's say you take a job 20 years old. We actually did a really good job. We weren't the best at it. The technology wasn't the best. But when I say 200, you know, we've done probably thousands of jobs. But we found over 200 jobs that we actually took the pictures before we stained it of the area that's a problem, where there's a complaint from a manufacturer or we're changing the color in addition or whatever. But what did it look like before we stained it? And then we had pictures, and some of them were the same, by the way. You talk about the genius of that happening by mistake, of the same spot. So we took it before, after, not always the same lighting. You start a job in the morning, you finish in the afternoon, the sun's in the wrong spot. But there are a lot of times where the next day, we've got the same shot before and after when we did it. And we went back in 2019 to take that exact same shot, or as close as we could, and to compare it, what's it look like all those years later. 2000, that's 19 years later. We have, you know, jobs that are, you know, 20. We have jobs that are 25 years old. And we've compiled all that. So performance in the field, Michael, we have test data. We have test data to show how we perform the lab and all that. It's really test data is what it is. And I understand there's a significance to that and there's importance to that. But the performance in the field, I didn't have that 20 years ago. I'd say, hey, yeah, I think we're going to be here 20 years later. It's going to look great. Boy, now I have. And we go back and see some of these people. They're amazed to see us. Some, I know the turnover of the houses and all these trees that grow up everywhere are kind of crazy, but there's a lot of times the same people are in the home. I'm amazed because how many people move all the time. But performance in the field, the test of time, you hear me say a lot, is the best indicator that you can do to see the life cycle of the product. And that's the life cycle of our product. Our product stood the test of time. And when it's applied right product with the right way and the right conditions, that's the winning formula that you always need. And it's been an amazing journey, and it's kind of fun to go back. And a lot of those jobs, it's amazing. Years ago, when Rick and I were really in the field working together, we're the two men in a truck, really. These are jobs we're at. Some people remember us, which is hilarious. Like, yeah, I remember you. You know, or you remember Sean, who's been with me for 18 years or 19 years now. You know, he did a lot of these jobs, and it's kind of fun. So later we're hoping to get a few testimonies added, which would be kind of fun to pull that off. A lot of people like, I don't want to be on camera, really, but we love what you did to my house. But if I can grab a few of those that are game, we'll do that later, too. We'll get some actual live testimonies to be able to get up on YouTube or something.
Wow. Now, any surprises, though, when you went back on these jobs, though?
We did have several. Some of the very hard, low-absorbent brick, there's a couple brick plants that are. They were, we survived the test of time. They did really well. The trees I mentioned, they grow 20 years. They grow big and tall. I mean, they're everywhere in the way half the time, you know? So, but, yeah, no, it went well.
We're out of time, my friend. Give us that website again.
Have them go to just masonrycosmetics.com. Masonrycosmetics.com. They could find us, or colormybrick.com. They can find anywhere they want with those.
Thank you so much, my friend. Don Fossner, the Brickman. Thank you for being our guest.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back with another guest, another topic right here at Home Talk USA. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now. You here? Yay!
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump pledged to protect the Second Amendment just hours after huddling with top advisors to discuss gun control measures he might be willing to publicly stand behind.
We had a big meeting today on guns. Both meetings went very well. A lot of progress was made, I believe, on the background checks and various things having to do with guns. We're dealing with the Democrats, and we're dealing, I think we're dealing very well. It seems like they'd like to do something, and I think that I can speak for Republicans, they'd like to do something. But I want to make it clear, our Second Amendment will be protected fully.
Trump's comments came after he was briefed on a list of potential gun control measures that his aides, members of Congress, and Capitol Hill staffers have been discussing, and that there appears to be a broad internal agreement on. A formal announcement on the president's plan is expected as soon as next week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. Have an exhaust fan losing quite a bit of heat? Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework and you won't become a victim.
It's a good idea to use the fan to exhaust house air that might be stale or full of excess water vapor. If you ventilate more often, you can use styrofoam as sort of a door, not fiberglass. It will be easier to put up and take down as you ventilate. Remember, always hire a state licensed insured contractor. This is Michael King at HomeTalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Hey, welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. Don't forget, you can follow us on all your social circles, Facebook, Twitter. The keyword is what? Home Talk USA. And I'm definitely talking about Twitter. I want to thank all of you that tweeted me on the last episode, and I'm glad we can get to your questions and answer them, and it was great. So, but don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HomeTalkUSA.com. We always invite you to check out our television show at HomeTalkTV.com. That's HomeTalkTV.com. That's right, the Cajun Man. We're going to be entering our full season on television. We got 13 more fresh episodes that we're going to be shooting and starting in October. We kind of like to shoot down in South Louisiana when it's cool, you know. But, hey, our next guest had a chance to come down a couple years ago. His name was Brian Mims with Bond Products. They came up with a product called InstaBind. For carpeting, it's a binder for carpeting. They are a professional binding company, professional grade, but they came up with a do-it-yourself product that can basically bind carpet. But there's a lot going on, and I say on the show, I was green before green was even cool, and recycling is part of the show, being green, and I know being green is very important to Brian Mims and Bond Products, and so we're going to be talking about recycling carpets, believe it or not. And he's on the line right now, Brian Mims with Bond Products. Hey, Mr. Brian, how you doing, my buddy?
I'm doing very good, Michael. Good to be with you again today.
Well, that's good. Before we get into the talking about recycling carpets, we have some more affiliates coming in. I got a new audience of broadcasters and affiliates. We're constantly expanding our network. Can you tell us a little bit about your company and your story is fascinating. It is a third or fourth generation company. It might even be more than that. I'm just going off the top of my head. But I know your company's been there a long time doing a good family business. Am I correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bond, we're actually in our third generation. Well, fourth if you count my kids who have worked for me from time to time. But, we're right now three working generations. And my family's textile mill in Philadelphia, I'm actually fifth generation involved with that. So we've been in Bond. It was started by my great uncle in 1947 as a narrow fabrics jobber that eventually led us into making carpet binding for a company called Speed Binder, which made the first original patented portable carpet binding or single pass carpet binding machines. That were designed and patented back in the 60s. We used to make a three-quarter cotton tape in the family's mill to accommodate putting sewing edges on carpet in a single pass with these speed binder machines. And Bond, over the years, selling textiles and getting more and more involved in the floor covering industry, we got involved into the machinery and parts and service ourselves. So now we carry a full line of portable, stationary, both binders and sergers, and fringing equipment, cutting equipment, anything to do with manipulating carpet to make custom area rugs. As you mentioned, Instabind was a product that we came across that was designed and developed by a couple certified floor covering installers that needed a reason and a method to go on site on the job site and actually find carpet, maybe even without using expensive equipment, where they could, let's say, cut in a custom set of stair runners and bind it right on the job site with this do-it-yourself carpet binding called Instabind. So the Instabind was developed by a gentleman named Ben Boatwright and Kelly Huddleston, and we acquired that patent and started producing it ourselves and added that to our line. So now we're really full line, really carpet binding 101, I'd like to say. So we have everything from do-it-yourself carpet edging, which is the Instabind, to the stuff installers and custom workrooms and commercial workrooms can use, or even carpet stores and carpet installers. They can buy equipment and bind and make custom area rugs on site with their portables or in their workrooms or in their stores using our equipment. So as you can imagine, the equipment requires, of course, binding tape, but then there's threads, there's bobbins, there's parts, there's service. It all goes along with that. So that's been our mainstay, I guess, since the 80s, since we took over the pretty much the speed binder operation at that point. So we've been very involved. Not only that, but seaming carpets. We've developed a line of carpet seaming tapes that we still carry. And anything that you need to make your own custom area rugs in any shape, size, color, style, our equipment will be able to help finish that and make it into custom area rugs.
Well, I need to tell you, Brian, I mean, look, as a carpet manufacturer, as y'all guys, the carpet manufacturers themselves change and try to adapt to the new customer demands, they are beginning a shift to that new demographic that I want to talk about, the millennials, and I want to talk about that because that's just going to be important because this, environmentally friendly products are important to the millennials. That's what they're taught. So let's talk about that. Well, there's music. Wow, it's amazing. Brian, when I start talking, the music always plays. That basically tells me we got to hear from some of our sponsors. King, go ahead and shut up so we can pay the bills here at Home Talk. We're talking to Brian Mills with Fine Products. We're talking about recycling carpets for all you guys out there that are very environmentally friendly or environmentally conscious, earth conscious. That's what we're talking about here. Recycling carpets. I'm the Cajun contractor, Michael King. This is Home Talk USA. Y'all come back now. You hear? Yay!
Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. Cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Welcome back. That's right. I'm an American original. The Cajun contractor. That's right. Everybody makes fun of that sometimes, but hey, it's my hook. That's who I am. I'm proud to be from the South. I'm proud to be a full-blooded Cajun.
My ancestry came from 1601, the original Cajun that landed in St. Martinville, Louisiana. So I'm proud of my heritage. We know about construction. That's part of our, well, it's part of my DNA. Construction, music, and food. And I'm proud to say I do all three. So I kind of was blessed with that gene. I can do construction. I can play music, and I can cook. I'm Brian. Can I cook?
Yeah, man.
I got one of the my Cajun restaurant down in New Orleans is doing real good. So that's right.
That's awesome. Good to hear that.
Yeah. But talking about family and history and background, we're talking to Brian Milms right now with Bond Products. They are in the carpet binding industry, business, but we're talking about recycling carpets. And you know, Brian, before the break, you heard me talk about the millennials. It's a new demographic for carpet manufacturers. But I need to tell you, one of the defining characteristics about millennials is that they are really more focused on environmentally friendly products. And I said that. But how does that really affect the flooring industry, though?
Yeah, well, you know, in the era of recycling and green products, one thing really neat about our products is that, you know, you can take leftover carpet, you can take old rugs and cut them up into airy rugs. You know, everybody likes the hard surface floors these days, but of course they still need airy rugs. So by rehabbing old rugs and keeping them out of landfills, really, it goes a long way, and not only restoration of the older rugs, a lot of times that are heirloom rugs and whatnot, but by keeping them out of the landfills and giving them new life by cleaning them, putting new edges, and cutting them to whatever size you need to fit a room, you know, whether it be a small rug under a coffee table or a dining room or, you know, just a runner up and down steps to quiet it down. You know, you can really take this Instabind product that really anybody can use. It's as simple as applying the custom edge that you would pick out the color and style of, cutting the rug to size, and piecing it around the edge of that rug to finish the edge. And it really only requires our Instabind tape, pair of scissors and a hot glue gun to finish it off. So anybody can take and recycle used carpet and make, you know, new beautiful airy rugs out of it. One of the things we do a lot in our shop is that, you know, in the city of Philadelphia, we have all the rug cleaning people that restore and, you know, clean all these heirloom Oriental rugs that, you know, go back 100 plus years sometimes. And we are not only, you know, trimming off the bad old edges and after they're clean, but we're restoring them by putting new clean edges on them. It also reinforces the edges and just gives that, you know, especially older wool carpets that last forever, gives them new life and just restores them and, you know, really gives that authentic look and feel of keeping, you know, something that is old and making it almost new again. And it's a really good feeling you get to recycle older carpets and like I said, keeping them out of landfills. It goes a long way to you know, the green products that are out there today.
And, well, I'll tell you. I hate to interrupt you, but man, you know what I was thinking of talking to you about, though? It's about, you know, manufacturers, and of course, I think you can agree with me on this, Brian, is that manufacturers have been sourcing carpet material from recycling materials for years. I mean, it's not a new practice, but what kind of recycled materials do they actually use? So that was what my concern is that they don't just use anything. To recycle,
yeah,
right?
Well, you know, a lot of the carpet manufacturers these days, they're taking all kinds of plastics and everything else that are recycled, whether it be milk jugs or cans, and they're recycling that material and making new carpet out of it. So,
that goes a long way today.
Well, let's talk about, I apologize, I lost track of time, but I want to address this issue because, hey, look, it's not just recycling, it's recycled carpet is what we're talking about. But we're talking to Brian Milms. He's with Vaughn Products. Stay with us right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. I am streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. Always support your local dependent hardware stores and garden centers, so let's pledge the higher bet today. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now. You here? Yay!
For dinner tonight. Tired of cooking the same old meals? Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun?
That's right, Cajun.
But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it, don't know how, don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Having a great time with our buddy, our friend of this show for quite some time now, Mr. Brian Milms with Brian Products, talking about Instabind, talking about recycling carpets, Basically, we're talking about carpet binding. That's what they do. Been doing it for a long time. But before the break, though, I was talking about how manufacturers have been sourcing carpet materials and recycled materials for years. And you were talking about basically what you said is that in today's carpet, it's basically primarily from plastic polymers. And so they are sourcing material from all the plastic people recycled every day, particularly, like you said, plastic water jugs, soda bottles. Am I correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, you know, of course, not only that, but the actual carpet itself. A lot of that is, you know, if it's a nylon or a polyester, a lot of times that actual carpet is going into the mills and, you know, they're you know, cutting that up and resourcing that into carpet fiber again, too. So, you know, the carpet, you know, not only finds a new life through, you know, rehabbing an old carpet, but it actually, if you take it to a recycling center that actually recycles the carpet, and that they can actually use those same materials to you know, make brand new rug out of it, new carpet. So yeah, it's a different ball game these days with what they're able to do. So it's a very interesting, exciting field to be in for sure.
Now, I know you want to. We talked about in the past how Bond Products has really always encouraged your customers to create their own rugs with Instabond. Am I correct? I mean,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, if you have wall carpet and you have leftover scraps, you can make everything from, you know, car mats to entrance mats to small area rugs for your home, and we have different versions of it for doing outdoor rugs and carpets. There's a lot of uses that you can come up with to reuse carpet, and our products are ideal for that.
Well, Brian, we're out of time, my friend. Wow, it's always great talking to you. Hey, give us that website. How can we learn more about Bond Products and Instabind?
Yeah, go to bondproducts.com, or you can go to instabind.com.
See it one more time.
At bondproducts.com or instabind.com.
Great. Thank you so much, Brian Milms, Bond Products. Thank you for being our guest.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for joining us for this hour. We got another one in the can, and we have some great topics coming up. Again, always support your local Japan hardware stores and garden centers. Let's pledge to our vet today. I'm the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and this is Home Talk USA. I'll be back. Yay!
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.